Hello. I am deep diving into True Detective Season 4. A Long Night, I believe it's called. Okay, so I decided to watch the first two episodes. By the way, I'm still alive. I apologize. I decided to watch the first two episodes of True Detective. I watched the original season of True Detective. I really liked that, the first season. I watched season two and season three. Season two had, it was interesting, but it was more about like drug trafficking and stuff. And season three was like more like if you were a detective and you slowly lost your mind. It's very interesting, but it's at, two wasn't bad, but it was more like Sicario. And season three was more like, I don't have words for season three, actually. It wasn't bad at all, but it's just like they go into the complex like stuff, and sometimes like some of the things go over my head. But anyway, we're here, and it's season four. And I was interested in season four because it kind of looked like it had the same elements as season one, because there's mentions of the Yellow King as well as Cthulhu, but I don't think that's really going to be a part of it. In the end, spoiler, if you haven't seen True Detective season one, it's been out for some time now, but in True Detective season one, it was very much based on a cult. And it looks like this cult may be circling back around in season four. That's what originally drew my interest. I also really enjoy watching representation of indigenous people. I am also part Indian myself. Excuse me. I'm also sick. But then again, I'm always sick. I enjoy the representation of indigenous people, and I've always been fascinated about people that live in the Arctic Circle and just like 30 Days of Night. What's another good one? There's one called The Terra that I actually have been wanting to watch now because I've seen season two of The Terra, and if it's based on anything like Wendigos or anything like that, I'm all about it. Like, I don't know why I'm in this era of my life where I just want to know about the people of the forest and the spirits of the forest, but I'm here. We're here. So, if it is something simple, like just a serial killer at the end of the season, I'll be like, oh, we wasted so much supernatural opportunities here. But I mean, people are already seeing ghosts, and that was episode one. So, if you do not want me to spoil this for you, here's your opportunity to go and watch the show yourself and come back because I am doing episode one as well as episode two. And I might double up and just do two episodes so I can kind of, gauge how the season's going because it's very long. It's very dramatic. It's going to take some time. Episode one. Jodie Foster is Jodie Foster and per usual. And sometimes, I guess I haven't seen Jodie Foster in such a long time. I forgot what Jodie Foster's face looked like. Maybe I just haven't seen, like, I haven't been following her career enough to, like, watch her since. This is gonna sound horrible. Silence of the Lambs. And that was when I was a kid. So to see her now is just like, oh, Jodie Foster. And I think it's her character too. Her character is like a no nonsense. Like, she doesn't get the respect that she needs because she's like the first female chief and nobody really respects her. And there's like history between her and these other characters, but they don't really talk about the history. But I digress. So she's the captain of the police department that finds, that all of these scientists are missing from this research facility. And it looks like the research facility and the mining company that are up there have a lot to do with one another. And they look like they might have worked hand in hand. But that's mentioned more in episode two. Episode one, it's just kind of eluded, and it's kind of hard to tell if, you know, what's going on. We just know that the people from the station are gone. So they went looking for them. They think that they might have been on an expedition, but they weren't sure. So a couple of the people, like, we're going to start with some of the characters, is Jodie Foster. She's the captain. There's a younger detective or police officer. He's the son to an older police officer. And it's a father-son duo, but the father really gives Jodie Foster, like, a lot of crap. Like, and I almost feel like, given the opportunity, he would snitch on her and, like, talk to her superiors to try to get her out of the way. So there's some beef there, but I don't quite know what it is. So anyway, fast forward. The state trooper, this girl looks so badass. She's part of the reason why I wanted to watch the show. She's like got these facial piercings and the long, pretty black hair. And she's like not to be messed with. I enjoy her a lot. So she's pretty good in the show. Like, she's holding her own with Jodie Foster. So anyway, she wants to come in to the investigation because part of what they found had something to do with her investigation. So they find a tongue. The tongue is from the lady that she found in her first murder. It was of an indigenous woman who was also an activist, and she got killed, and they think that somebody from the mine might have done it to cover it up, or somebody in general in that area might have done it, and they just covered it up. And so it looks like they pushed her whole case under the rug, and they didn't want to give the files up. That's where the father-son duo comes in. He ends up having to go steal the files from his father's house. And, I mean, you know, it's just like they keep pushing it around like, oh, well, nobody really wants to talk about her. I was like, so what happened? And I know it's only episode one to episode two, but I'm just like, what did she do? Because, I mean, there's not much that she could have did. There's a lot between the first two episodes about the water being contaminated, too, because they're drilling too deep, and that she, you know, was trying to stop them from drilling up there or drilling more ethically so that it wouldn't affect the land. I'm trying to think what else happened in episode one, because some of these episodes on True Detective take forever just to say nothing. And so, like, it was like they're basically, to condense it down or to reduce it, the episode one is them looking for the missing scientist, and then they find them basically at the end of episode one. But there's clearly some weird stuff going on, because the lady that finds them, like, her dead husband points out where the bodies are, and nobody thinks to say anything to her other than the state trooper. And so that's kind of gone into on episode two. State Trooper Navarro goes to go talk to her, and she was like, well, how long have you been seeing dead people? She was like, well, everybody in Anna sees dead people. And that's the second time that comment is made in episode two, because I'm just like, how many people in Ennis are just seeing dead people? Like, just walking by, hey, Bob, you know, I don't understand what exactly is going on. But her explanation is like, I guess the fabric of the mind breaks down more in Ennis, so that, like, you could either go crazy if you're not already crazy. Like, that seems like what she was trying to say. But for me, it was just like, man, this is real, like, True Detective. I don't want to delve this far into the rabbit hole of complexities of the mind. I just want to know, is it a serial killer or is it a Wendigo? Because Wendigos... this is going to be a real jacked up history, but Wendigos are known to infect the mind and make people go crazy. There's several woodland spirits that do that. Wendigos are one of them. And Cthulhu. A lot of the people that I've seen do deep dives on this show for the last two episodes have mentioned Cthulhu. And I'm just like, yes, Cthulhu is under the water. Technically, that would be a good idea. If they're boring too deep, they're hitting the ice, like they're hitting water. So, I mean, it's not too far-fetched, but they're thinking that the madness is happening either from them boring too deep and messing with the magnetic field, or they think that, and this is from my sources are from Screen Crush as well as I think History, that's the name of his page, but more or less it's like something's driving everybody crazy, because within the first episode some animals kill themselves. Like, the animals are getting aggressive. The people are getting aggressive. The water's tainted. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's going on where it's going to kind of come to a head and people are going to kind of, you know, begin to hurt each other, or like there's going to be all out brawl or something. So I'm curious to see if one, the water gets infected and everybody, like the people, because the people don't have like bottled water because they're all the way out in the Arctic Pole. So I'm curious to see if the water is going to play a big factor in everybody going crazy and just killing each other. Or because that is also a thing. There is known history of bacteria getting to water sources or affecting people's food and people going crazy. So I'm curious to see if that's going to happen, or if the mine is just like it's an all out brawl because people are beginning to protest the mine again, because it looks like that's where this in episode two where it was going to. So episode two, find the scientists. I apologize, I'm going back to my timeline now. Episode two, they find the scientists. They find the scientists' clothes are folded up in little squares, not too far away from their bodies. And I mean, for me, it seems like that there was a relationship between one of the scientists and the girl that died from the first episode. So, but he had a lot of like the stuff from the first True Blood, not True Blood, I'm sorry, I tainted his name, True Detective, in there with, there was lots of spirals and mention of the Yellow King, and it looks like the doctor that, the scientist that was there, that was shimmy shaking on the first episode, it seems like to me, he might have lost his mind and killed everybody else, it just seemed like to me, but I mean, some of the things that the scientists did to themselves prior to dying, it looks like it wasn't something that he did to them. It looks like it's something that they did to themselves. So I have a theory, and I'm going to get to my theory in a couple of minutes here, or what I think it is, or what I think happened. The second episode, he was like, they were dating, him and the girl that died in the first episode. So there was that going on. And then they realized that they didn't have enough bodies by the end of the episode. There's a lot of stuff about mental health in this one, too. I'm curious to see where that's going to go. But, I mean, for the most part, episode one, scientists go missing. Find scientists by the end of the episode. Episode two, scientists are dethawing. They're trying to take the case from Jodie Foster, but she doesn't allow them. She decides to link up with the state trooper, which is Navarro, and they decide to work on the case together. But that's literally like the last 15 minutes of the episode. The rest of it's like people shaking in the wind and stuff. So at the end of the episode, they realized that they didn't have enough bodies. So the guy is still out there in the open and he's not like, he's in the wind basically. So they're like, okay, well, where is this guy? So then here's my theory and my thought. So I think, because everybody's trying to blame it on like natural, like, I would like for it to be a Wendigo. I would like for it to be Cthulhu. Cthulhu busts up out of the ice, and then they fight in this big Cthulhu monster. That's not going to happen. So this dude, it sounds like they're going to base it after a serial killer, but I'm curious to see where they're going to go. My theory is, I think that since everybody can see ghosts, that the people, since the mind and the scientist are working together, clearly, because they couldn't bore because they didn't have the materials to bore. They had to use the mine to bore down to get the ice pieces out to look for the microorganisms. I think that they work together, and the scientist was dating the girl. The girl was an activist against the mine. I think the mine, somebody in the mine killed this girl, and her spirit haunted these guys and killed them. Because in the very first episode, the guy shakes and goes, oh, she's awake. And so, don't know what that means. We're gonna have to find it out. But for me, I feel like at least something like that could happen. Because the reason why I say that is there's been like at least 5 mentions of ghosts in the last 2 episodes. And so I'm guessing that that might have a big factor in doing it. Now, he might have killed them himself, the guy that they're looking for now. But I don't think that's what happened. I think somebody killed this girl, and I think her spirit came back and haunted these people, and they all killed themselves gruesomely. Like, and he marched them out there to the ice, and they all fell in, and they got stuck. And so I think that that's what happened, because it's very much that happened, and I'm referencing a different show. It's called The Terror. The first Terror, like, was about, I think, a Wendigo. But I have never seen it all the way through. I've only seen the trailer. It's like this weird-looking polar bear. And it was like set after the first expedition that went into the Arctic. And they never came back. And they found the ship. And I think only one person alive. And so it was kind of loosely based on that. And the second Terror, it was about a lady that her ghost, they killed her wrongly, and her ghost came back, kind of like Grudge style, but not with no videotape. Like, she wanted very much to harm or hurt everyone that had something to do with her passing away. So, not that this is in reference to True Detective, but it has that element there, and that's the only reason why I'm watching this season, because it seems like there's something else going on, and I really just think that there might be something, because there's lots of talk about spirits and dead people, and the dead people are in Ennis, and people in Ennis can see dead people. So I'm just thinking that she may have haunted them and got them killed, and she's going to go haunt some more people and kill some more people, or he's killing on her behalf. Just a thought. So anyway, that is my very short recap of the first 2 episodes of True Detective Night Country. I hope you want to stick with me through this. I'm not going to do this every week, though, I don't think. I think I'm going to do Night Country every 2 weeks. I think I'm going to do a couple mini reviews, too, because I did watch Monarch, King of Monsters, or Monarch Legend, not Legends of Monsters, something of Monsters. Anyway, I watched that on Apple TV, and I did finish up Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but sometimes I hit the meh button on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I could totally cover that, too, though. But for the most part, I'm alive, and I have reviewed the first two episodes of True Detective Night Country. One day, I'll have to give you my short story of how I met Billy Zane and I forget the girl's name. I'm sorry, I'm saying a lot. And the young lady from Halloween 4. I can't think of her name right now. It's going to hit me as soon as I turn off the record button. But anyway, I hope you have a good day and a good week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.